Nearly all Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails have gone on a one-day hunger strike in solidarity with Palestinian prisoners being held without charge or trial by Israel. 120 prisoners have been on an open-ended hunger strike since the 26th of April against their arbitrary administrative detention and being held on secret information that has not been disclosed to their lawyers. The mass one-day solidarity hunger strike has been marked with activities throughout the West Bank, including a solidarity sit-in and march by prisoners' families in Ramallah and solidarity tents in Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil, and Ramallah, where Palestinians will partake in the one-day hunger strike.
I'm here today to support my brothers who have been imprisoned in Israeli jails because my heart is always with them. At any moment, all Palestinian civilians are at risk of being imprisoned. This is the sword that hangs on all Palestinians' necks.
We will not let go of this case, and releasing all administrative detainees will remain our priority until the Israelis put an end to these discriminatory acts.
I asked the Minister of Prisoners Affairs, Caldura Farris, whether he believed that the hunger strikes would make a difference, considering the Israelis have not changed their administrative detention policy since the mass hunger strikes of 2012.
The pressure on the Israelis must come from all sides, from the prisoners themselves and solidarity activists around the world, and from top officials.
Administrative detainees are often held for months and without access to the evidence leading to their detention, even though international law stipulates this tactic can only be used in exceptional circumstances. All Palestinian lawyers have now been banned access to the hunger-striking prisoners, and many of the prisoners have been isolated from their fellow inmates and placed into solitary confinement. The lawyers now confirm that the Israeli prison guards are putting the hunger-strikers' lives at risk. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.